Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Bob Berry. In a previous episode, our leading character, Aaron, had problems in Hollywood. Now he's seeking fun and tranquility in Las Vegas. Will he find it? Let's check in. This piece is entitled Close Companion, Las Vegas.
Ah, Las Vegas. Love this town. The neon lights, the excitement, the women. This town was made for me. Sure, I'll drop a few bucks, party a little, and make plenty of people happy, including moi. Seems like eons since I left Hollywood. Fun town also, but I had a bad experience there. I may have told you earlier. But if I didn't, it seems I was wooing a certain female who was considered the property of a big-shot gangster who had his sticky fingers in every game in town. Bad dude. Anyway, I can say I spent some pleasurable time with his property until he called out his dogs and they roughed me up a bit. Nothing too serious. Was on crutches for 4 months and had my teeth replaced with dentures. Fortunately, the broken ribs healed on their own. So here I am now, relaxing in the sunshine of Vegas, the neon capital of the world. People are friendly, not like the people in L.A., New York City, or Des Moines.
Morning, friend.
Well, morning to you, my friend. How are you this bright, sunny day?
I'm alive, ain't I?
You sure are, and so am I. Feels wonderful, doesn't it?
You betcha. Say, friend, could you help a feller out?
Lost, huh? Can't help you with directions. I'm new here myself.
Cash. I'm down on my luck.
Why, sure. We all get down from time to time, don't we? A couple of bucks help?
Could you up that a bit? Say, $20 or so?
I am afraid that is a bit above my charitable giving range.
Tell you what, give me 10, and I'll take a picture of you with the Flamingo Hotel in the background. What do you say?
A bit strange. Well, okay.
Now, hand me your cell phone. Now, point at the hotel. I'll take the picture on the count of 8.
That long?
Well, this will give you time to look, smile, point. And be saying something. Always looks better if your mouth is moving.
What shall I say?
Or think pleasant thoughts and smile and point and say something about yourself, maybe.
Oh. Okay. If anyone ever wanted to write an interesting book, they could write it about me. How's that? Done?
Almost, man. But I only counted to 4. Keep talking, smiling, pointing.
All right. I have accomplished much in my relatively short life. Not to brag, but I was vice president of my senior class in high school. I was second chair trombonist in the band and served with distinction in the ROTC as squad leader. Did you get a good picture? Hello? Can I turn around now? My pointing arm is killing me. Hey, he's gone. That's strange. He must have accidentally taken my cell phone. Hope he sees my address on the duct tape on the back and hope he got a good shot or two. Oh well, a good deed and perhaps memory keeping photos of me in the neon capital of the world. Ah, time for the first drink of the day. I could use it.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Hello.
My name is Vanita.
Lovely name. My name is Aaron. What is the origin of your name?
I'm told I was named after a poisonous plant which grows somewhere in Sicily.
So what brings you to Las Vegas, Vivian?
Vanita.
Right. Sorry. So what are you doing in Vegas.
I manage a couple dozen women who work the strip at night.
You mean like performers and dancers on stage?
Something like that. Anyway, I work for this big shot, Carbo Carbonetti.
Good businessman?
You could say that. He doesn't mess around.
I'm sure his wife appreciates that.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I think I do. I'm not as dumb as I may look, Vinito.
I certainly hope so. Anyway, I'm looking to break ties with the SOB.
How are you going to do that?
Start my own business.
Great idea. Hard work, entrepreneurship, that's the American dream. What's your product?
Drugs.
I'm not sure that's such a great business plan. Have you talked to an advisor?
I've developed a new drug with a dynamite kick. It'll sell like wildfire. All I need is a little financial backing and someone to help in distribution.
Well, good luck in your venture.
Would you like a piece of the action, Aaron?
You mean distribution? Nah, I wouldn't be good at that. Believe me. When I was young, I tried to peddle Girl Scout cookies for my sister who had come down with the measles. So I knocked on doors. People either laughed and slammed the door on my face or threatened to call the police. I even tried wearing a Girl Scout cap and put on some makeup and introduced myself around the neighborhood as Annie. The doctors eventually let me out of the hospital because they said I wasn't a threat to society.
So you're saying you aren't interested in my offer?
Sorry.
Bet you are interested in knowing more about my drug, though. Right? My special potion?
Yeah, sure.
I like you. Would you like to see my apartment to share a drink? We could be alone, and I can introduce you to my potion, which will revolutionize the underground drug business.
What is the drug exactly?
Come with me to my place and I'll tell you.
I was like a stallion with raging hormones. I followed her to her abode and chatted the babe up with the small talk about her decor. Interesting use of dog and cat skulls. Not pets, I hope?
Not mine, anyway.
Autopsy Monthly. Are you a subscriber? That's quite a centerfold.
I get it for the articles.
Well, of course. Who wouldn't?
Place is a mess. Sorry.
Looks fine to me.
Well, sit down and make yourself comfortable. I'll just be a moment.
I did as she asked. I scanned a magazine called Pretty Corpses. Soon she reappeared with barely anything on.
Are you comfy?
Yes. Very.
Good.
So, how about telling me about your jugs? I mean, drugs.
You're not a cop, are you?
Hell no! I'm just visiting your fair titty. City! I'm from Indiana.
I think I believe you, Aaron. Okay, now remember that what I tell you does not go beyond this room. Or the bedroom, if we get that far.
Scout's honor. Oops, wrong thing to say considering my Girl Scout experience. Right?
Let's pretend you are a Boy Scout then, shall we?
Yes, I prefer that.
All right. Here goes. I have named my concoction Spinaberry Pisitonin. Catchy, right?
Yeah, guess so. Could you repeat that?
Spinaberry Pisitonin.
Is that like a chemical name? I wasn't too good in science class.
No, that's just the additives.
Additives?
Spinach juice, fermented blackberry juice, 5,000 milligrams of melatonin, and cat urine.
Oh, wow.
And a dash of Tabasco sauce. Well, what do you think?
Sounds like a lot of melatonin.
You want to try it?
I'll pass.
Aaron, why don't you spend the night and we can talk longer? You want to, don't you?
Sure.
Well, then first just have a little drink, okay?
I just remembered I'm allergic to Tabasco sauce.
Oh, I can leave that out.
And spinach. I used to break out in hives when I ate that stuff.
I'll substitute celery juice.
Jenny, open this door, I'll bust it in.
Damn. Carbo, I'm busy.
With what?
A Girl Scout.
A what?
A Girl Scout impersonator, you know, for the night shift.
You open this door now. About time.
Carbo, meet Aaron, who goes by the name Annie. He'll be on the streets of Vegas tonight.
You're conning me, right? This ugly guy? No one's buying him as a Girl Scout.
But they'll still pay for some of his cookies.
I beg your pardon.
Wait until you see him in wardrobe and makeup. Here, honey, have a drink.
Thanks. You know, I don't want to see him in no wardrobe or makeup. By the way, Vinny, word on the street is that you're going into the drug business.
That's right. Vanessa was just describing it to me. Interesting stuff.
I was going to tell you after I was sure the drug would work. Then you and me could make a killing selling this stuff.
Yeah, oh, sure. You were going to include me in on the deal, right?
Sure. I just wanted to test it first. Aaron agreed to try it out for me, didn't you, Aaron?
Sure.
All right. Let's see this wonder drug in action.
Ready, Aaron?
You go first.
The lady told you to take it. So take it.
Shouldn't the FDA be involved somehow?
Slug it down, chum. Manlike.
All right. Here goes.
There's nothing happening.
It will.
What the? Well, that's happening to him. He's turning himself inside out. His guts are hanging out.
I told you.
He was white, and now he's red all over, and now he's looking at me and crawling in his own slime toward me. What did you give this guy?
Spinaberry. Pisitonin.
Oh, no. His eyes just popped out and they're rolling under the couch. What the hell is going on? Help him, someone.
Is he okay?
He'll be just fine. I just gave him a shot of Spino.
What will he do when he recovers?
Not my worry. I'll be in Bermuda. He'll be clawing the walls for the next 24 hours. Then he'll sleep like a baby for another 10 or 12. He'll wake up then as if nothing happened. How about a gin and tonic?
Wow, you made this strong. Touch of Tabasco?
Just spiced it up a bit.
What the? Vanilla, your neck. There's a snake wrapped around your neck and another wrapping itself around your ankle. Run! For God's sake, run! Help her, someone! Help her!
Don't fret, babyface. You and Carbo keep each other company and we'll catch up another day. You're a sweetheart. Enjoy your stay in Vegas. Bye now.
Vegas may be the city that never sleeps because of neon, but I was out like a light that night. I thought Carbo would be pissed off, but when I finally came around, he was helping me escape out the apartment window. Well, through the apartment window, really. Thank God Vanessa only lived 3 floors up. Once I get out of the hospital, I'll send Carbo a thank you card. Not from here, though. I'm off to more exciting places.
Thank you.
Close Companion Las Vegas was written and directed by Bob Berry. Featured players included Dave Hoffman, Hazel Gillespie, Kevin Shadley, and Bob Berry. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. Join us next time for another episode of A Walk in the Dark.